bums a dime in your prime, didn't you? People called, say beware, dawn, you're bound to fold. You thought they were all just
All right, folks, we're back. Second hour of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump in with a question or a comment, that's fine. I got to read this again. It doesn't make any sense. Congress won't allow the Department of Defense to close military bases. The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2013 blocked future military base closings, and few elected officials are willing to risk losing local jobs caused by base closures in their states. Instead, the Pentagon will need to reduce the number of soldiers so it can afford the benefits of the bases. So they're going to get rid of the soldiers and leave the base. What do they do? Put dummies on the base in case there's a war and leave the base there because they never know if there's going to be a war someday? I don't know. Let's go to Carol in Idaho. Carol, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you?
Hi, Michael. Fine, thank you. This is great what you're revealing. Two things about Donald Trump. It hit me between the eyes on the night that he was soon after his inaugural when he addressed the joint houses of Congress. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Two things he said that night that I may have even said this on air a time or two before, but I wanted to throw something at the TV when he said two things, and he slowed his voice down and was very emphatic on both of them. And the first thing he said was, oh, and we... It was kind of like, Michael, it was almost out of context. It was almost like a... He had to get in there, and he says, oh, and we are going to be such good friends with Israel. We are going to be so faithful to our friend, our ally in the Middle East. That was one thing. And then the other thing he said during the speech was that, oh, and we are going to have such a, oh, our military, we're going to have such a strong military. And so I could see right away, of course, first of all, his family is half Jewish. I mean, they're immersed in the Israeli culture there, married into it. And then secondly, Trump is such buddy-buddy with that demon, Netanyahu. And, mm-hmm. and then the last thing I want to say, Michael, is it's easy to see all of these wars are for greater Israel.
Oh, it's so, the expansion. Yeah, it's the expansion of Israel. The Odin Yainan project is what it's called, and it's the greater expansion. It's to balkanize the Middle East so they can go in and expand their territory. That's what this is all about. So yes, wag the dog.
Go ahead. It's no surprise. It's really no surprise that he's not paring down the military spending. And you're so right when you say it's not a defense office. It is an offense department. And, oh, God, it's just horrible. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say, Michael.
Okay, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Carol.
Thank you.
And Congress is also reluctant to allow the Department of Defense to cut other costs like military health benefits and the growth of military pay. And it recently gave service members a 1% pay increase, but cost of living adjustment by 1% for veterans who retire before age 62. Fortunately, disabled veterans and surviving families had the cut reinstated. Now, sequestration cut defense spending by $487 billion over 10 years, but many of those in Congress say the cuts jeopardize national security. How much money do you have to spend on national security? And folks, when I compare this with Russian military spending, we're going to see, if we don't already know, which I'm sure that you guys already know, okay, we're going to see who the aggressor is here. They are concerned about a cutback of 100,000 troops, the closure of domestic military bases, and the termination of some weapon systems. And all of those cuts cost jobs and revenue in their districts. You see, it's all about getting reelected. It's all about continuing to have that inside knowledge, that inside information to invest in those defense contractors like Raytheon and Boeing and DynCorp and all these places that they can get their inside tips and make their millions of dollars in a short period of time. Yeah, that's why defense spending is usually an area that doesn't get cut. Now, at the same time, U.S. military spending is its largest expenditure after Social Security. It's greater than those of the next 10 largest government expenditures combined. It's four times more than China's military budget of $216 billion, and it's almost 10 times bigger than Russia's budget of just $84.5 billion. And it's difficult to reduce the budget deficit and the almost $20 trillion debt without cutting defense spending. Well, But they don't want to cut defense spending, and that's why. Now, let's take this into context, folks, and let's shift gears here. Because remember, the left, the Democrats, all these people run around crazy. Oh, it's the Russian boogeyman. It's them damn Ruskies. That's who it was, and they interfered with the elections, and they're trying to get into the Ukraine. They're doing all this stuff, and they're just demonic monsters.
Oh, really?
Let's just see. This is out of Salon, okay? So much for the Russian threat. Putin slashes defense spending while Trump plans a massive buildup. Interesting. Russia, led by supervillain Vladimir Putin, the demon himself, intent on the domination and destruction of the Western world, has just slashed its defense budget. And no one really noticed. Figures from the Russian Federal Treasury show that the defense budget has been cut by 25.5% for this year, 2017. Falling from 3.8 trillion rubles. Now, you have to remember, it's not the same thing. A ruble, I think it's 59.7 rubles to the dollar. So you'd have to divide that by whatever it is. 3.8 trillion rubles to 2.8 trillion rubles. Now, that's about a 25% decrease. One of the most authoritative sources on defense news said, and the move represents the largest cut to military expenditures in the country since the early 1990s. Well, why is he cutting his defense budget? Okay, and yes, I will call that a defense budget because they're not attacking anybody. They're only defending themselves and their allies, i.e. Syria. Okay? The reason I put bomb, 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 bomb Iran as my lead-in music tonight is because that ultimately is the agenda. They want to get into Iran. They're having a proxy war right now with Russia through Syria. Okay, but Iran is their target. One of them. Iran, Russia, possibly China. Let's put this in context before we move on here. The cuts, the budget cuts come after significant military budget increase in recent years, averaging about 19.8% a year since 2011, as Vladimir Putin sought to revamp the Russian military and replace a massive chunk of Soviet-era hardware by 2020. Okay, that's fine. You can build up your military. Heck, Trump is doing it. We're going to, just like Carol said when she called in, we're going to have the most, I can hear it right now. It's going to be a beautiful military, just like that ice cream and cake he was eating with the Russian president or the Chinese president. Remember that? Oh, it was a beautiful piece of cake. Now, I'm not ragging on this guy. I'm just saying, who are you? Will the real Donald Trump please stand up? Okay? You're going to do all this stuff for the American people? Let's see you start doing it. I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed, hoping that there's not a false flag that gets pulled off before he goes over to the G20 summit and talks and sits down with Vladimir Putin, because all of these people are whispering in, oh, he's a demon. He's a bad guy. Don't listen to him. He's a liar. Oh, no. No, can you hear it going on right now, folks? I'm telling you, that's what's happening. That's going to be happening. Not only up until the time he leaves, but there's probably going to be two or three of them infiltrating his airplane. Who knows? Anyway, let's get back to this. The Russian figures from the Russian Federal Treasury show that the defense budget has been cut by 25.5%. Now, I'm going to put this into context before we move on. The cuts come after significant military budget increases to revamp the Russian military. Okay, so there's also some quibbling going on over the figures used by Jaynes, whoever that is. Some experts believe the cut is more like 7% when the impact of debt repayment to defense industry firms is taken into account. But either way, the Russian defense budget is being cut, and not insignificantly. And it's at a time where we're being told Moscow is a grave threat to peace-loving people everywhere. It's a lie. I know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's a lie. You see why you need to have people come and listen to RBN, folks? You know, just go, hey, you know what, tune in. We think this guy's a nut. What do you think? Just have him tune in. Just get him here. There are a number of reasons for the cuts, the most obvious being that the Russian economy has been put under pressure due to Western sanctions and reduced oil and gas prices. So, no, the cuts don't come from the goodness of Putin's heart. But it's clear that he doesn't see Russia as being on course for any major military conflict in the West or with the West in the immediate future. This guy's cutting the budget. And here we are over here. Oh, and the Congress, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't close them military bases. They got to stay open. They might be in a place where there's no war going on, but if we have anything to do with it, there will be. Just trust us. My God. When the cut was announced, it was met with radio silence in the West. Well, hello. crickets, girls and boys. Okay, crickets. Nobody's saying a word. MSNBC, CNN. Oh, no, not a word about this. No, they don't dare say this on mainstream television. A search for Russian defense budget on Google News, get this, brings up not a single mainstream source that treated this as a significant news story. Now, it's hard to imagine the same reaction had the news been, you know, flip it around. Russia has increased, rather than decreased, its budget spending. Even the most modest increase would very likely have set off a chain reaction and scaremongering reports about the Russian bear. They would be farting all over in their spacesuits, folks, okay, if that were to happen. But no, you just hear a bunch of crickets chirping, okay, nothing going on, nothing to see here, move right along. The reality is, a decrease just isn't that interesting because it doesn't fit with the narrative that those evil Ruskies are fully intent on taking over the world. One trembling and defenseless nation at a time. Oh, my God. I don't know. I just tell you, that's why I cracked those jokes. Thanks, Pat in Arkansas. That's why I tried to start this out with humor, because I just get incensed at this crap. Military men on both sides of the Atlantic have been using the Russian threat to convince governments to throw more money into defense budgets for years. Back in 2015, the Pentagon used the idea of war with Russia as a public rallying cry to stave off budget cuts. Instead of responding, and by the way, speaking of that, let me interject here, okay? They just need those coffers. They just need that cash flow continuing to come in. We see what happens with that cash flow. Look at New Jersey. Look at Illinois. Yes, Kentucky's right there, too. All that money just sifting into their coffers. And who's dipping into the till? Who's got their fingers in the cookie jar, folks? That's the next question. Now, instead of responding with laughter and the appropriate facts, much of the media advocated on the Pentagon's behalf, propagating the idea that perhaps the United States really would struggle to match Russian military power in a head-to-head. Now, in the case of the U.S., the hyping of the Russian threat is particularly ridiculous. And I want you to think of it this way. In his first budget proposal, President Donald Trump seeks to increase the U.S. defense spending by $54 billion. Now, that's a 10% hike in American military spending. It would amount to about 80% of Russia's entire military budget. And that's before the recent cuts were taken into account. I'm talking about the Russian cuts. The United States spends, what did I say, $874 billion is they're going to spend on their military, and Russia spends about one-tenth of that, even less than that, $60 billion. Okay? Now, with the new cuts, Russia will go from the fourth largest military spender in the world to the eighth largest, falling behind even India and France. Ooh, but they're evil Ruskies. They're scheming. They're covert. They're coming in to infiltrate. They're influencing our elections. Oh, they think you're stupid, folks. Well, maybe some of these people watching mainstream, lamestream media are stupid, but RBN listeners aren't stupid. So save for the highly unlikely scenario of an all-out nuclear war, which is in the cards, I hate to say it, in which the United States and Russia could flatten each other with nukes in a matter of minutes, well, there's no need for Americans to worry about a military threat from the Russians. But restrained analysis doesn't make for good headlines. The fact that Putin is actually cutting Russian defense spending doesn't jibe well with the more conventional and sensational view that Moscow is hell-bent on conflict with the Western world and the destruction of all things right and good. This is a view that is rarely met with anything other than raised eyebrows in Russia. Can you imagine what these people are thinking right now? The people that are in the know, the people... I wonder if there's a radio station over there like RBN. Huh? Or imagine what is going on in the minds of Vladimir Putin and Lavrov and all those guys, the higher-up officials over there. Are they laughing? Are they nervous? What are they thinking? They've got to know, or they've got to be viewing us as absolutely lunatic, bat crap crazy. Says, last year I went hiking in the Siberian mountains outside the city of Krasnoyarsk, more than 4,000 kilometers east of Moscow. When I asked our guide if there were ever bears spotted in the area, he nonchalantly answered that yes, there were, but not to worry, there were only a couple of attacks every year. Trying to maintain some sense of composure, I asked what one should do if hypothetically one were to meet a bear. We would stay still and quiet and then move slowly away, he responded. And if that doesn't work, I said, we would try to sing or clap to scare it away. Okay, but you know, sometimes when you corner the bear, and here he paused dramatically, it will attack. Perhaps influenced by too many media metaphors about the Russian bear, I assumed he could be trying to make a political point for the Westerners in his company. A veiled warning that Russia will attack if it feels under threat. So I asked him. No, he said, and I can't understand why Americans think we have any interest in attacking them. I had sent him off on a rant about Western misconceptions of Russia, and I was put firmly in my place. Moscow's budget cuts don't mean that Putin is abandoning the ultimate goal of modernizing Russia's military. But in the current climate of economic pressure, his targets will become less ambitious and more cuts are expected in 2018 and 2019. He's reached his goal. He's upgraded his army, folks, and he's cutting his expenditures other than who he's defending, which is his ally Bashar al-Assad in Syria. And that's just because he wants to protect the pipeline. Discussions of Russian power are almost always infused with irrationality. By the way, Vladimir Putin is very familiar with the Odin-Yainan project as well. You can bet on that. 1 minute, we're all but told to prepare for World War III because the omnipresent or the omnipotent madman in the Kremlin can't be stopped. And the next minute, we're told that Russia is an insignificant regional power led by a tin-pot dictator and on the brink of total economic collapse. And rarely do we get anything in between. So what is it about Russia that makes us abandon any sense of rationality? Serious analysts have been incorrectly predicting the imminent collapse of Russia for decades, while others simultaneously sow fear that borders on Russophobia over its apparently unique desire and ability to do evil unto the world. And when assessing the Russian threat, it's useful to look at a nation in its proper economic and historical context before making wild assumptions about Moscow's global ambitions. Until we can figure out how to look at Russia with a level head, we'll never make any sense out of it. And by the way, speaking of that, economically, as I was preparing for this program today, I actually went in and started doing some comparison, which you can do yourself, and I would urge you to do so. Go in and take a look at the comparisons between the Russian economy and the American economy or the United States economy, and then specifically go take a look at the records on the comparisons between Russian terrorism and terrorism on domestic soil here, okay? Go in and take a look at the amount of Christians in Russia as opposed to the Christians in America. I think you will be absolutely flabbergasted. Because we are being lied to left and right. There is 1% of the population, I believe it was 1% off the top of my head, that was Muslim. And what's fascinating to me is that the Muslims and the Mormons and the Jews and the Christians and the Hindus and all these people that are over there, they seem to be getting along fine because their reports of terrorism is nowhere near what our reports of domestic terrorism are. So they're doing fine over there. You know why? Because they don't have the deep state instigators like we do that are stirring this stuff up with false flags trying to advocate for gun control and psychological evaluations. That's why these people have a level head. These people are sane. All right. I'm done with that. Now, I wanted to get into these cuts that Donald Trump is making to the budget, and I'm going to try to do this without having that stupid there's a site that comes up that gives me access to it, but all of a sudden out of nowhere there'll be a commercial that starts to pop up, and I know that you guys can't hear it, but it drives me nuts because I never know when it's coming. So anyway, let's see what I can do about this, because some of these cuts, and I want to get your opinion on this, some of these programs that he's cutting look like they're pretty good. Other ones are questionable, you know, so let me pull that one up and I'll get to it after the break. See you on the other side.
I'm I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Before I get back to this and get into these budget cuts by Trump, let's go to Bill in Wisconsin. Bill, you're on with Michael. How you doing, buddy?
Okay, Michael, you're a breath of fresh air, let me tell you. I
well,
listen every night as I can to your show, but then also to that idiot that precedes you, okay, the Kool-Aid drinker, Kelso. You know, it's just night after night. This is the smartest president we've ever had, the greatest person, the biggest heart, okay? I would echo what Carol said concerning that speech that Trump gave before Congress. One of the other things that he said, he came out and condemned those attacks and the phone calls, bomb threats at the Jewish centers. There's no place for hate, he said. His vice president had stood in the graveyard with a bullhorn in Missouri saying, you know, we're going to stamp out hate. Well, where did the hate come from? It came from a dual citizen in Israel. And most of these so-called threats of hate, that's where they originate, okay, by the same people who are screaming, we've got to stamp out hate. Now, the other thing, when Trump made the statement about the attack of the sarin gas in Syria, no one that's cleaning up with sarin gas touches the individual, hoses them down. If you touch sarin gas, you're a dead person.
No, that's the Blue Helmets, the propagandic British team. Yeah, right. No, that was the Blue Helmets, the propagandic team of the Brits. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then, you know, now he's got a U.N. ambassador that he appointed, okay, saying that they're getting ready to do something else. We should shoot down a Syrian jet, you know, and he's got these Council on Foreign Relations people, McMaster, okay, and others in the administration, you know, totally leading us into, you know, an attack against Assad. Why? Assad is winning, okay? There's actually people going back into the territory, and man, I wouldn't want to move back to that rubble. But obviously they love their country, and they felt, you know, they didn't want to support ISIS. If we want to defeat ISIS, do what Rand Paul said, stop funding them.
I totally agree with you. I'm concerned about this G20 coming up where Donald Trump's supposed to meet Vladimir Putin, because we look at the actions of these people, and it wouldn't surprise me a bit if they try to pull something else off, because they're afraid that Putin and Trump are going to shake hands. They're going to shake hands, but I mean, they're afraid that that Trump is going to see that Putin's not a bad guy, see what's really going on, and maybe deflate some of this hostility.
He knows that. You know, why put all of these traitors into positions in your cabinet and so forth? You know,
no, I get
it's ridiculous. At some point, the buck has to stop with him, and he's made a lot of his own problems. And I just can't see how we're going to get out of it, you know.
Well, he's not looking like the golden boy we thought he was, Bill.
Right. And I supported him.
I did, too.
I still got a sign in the yard, bumper sticker on the car. But I'll tell you what, we get in a war here, it's all coming down.
Well, I still look at it. I look at it as it's better than Hillary Clinton. That's all I can say at this point. All right, I got to let you go.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right, I got to let you go. I got another caller on the line. I've got a break coming up. So thanks for the input. Appreciate your call, Bill. Let's go to George or Gene in Georgia. Gene, you're on with Michael.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Yes, sir. There is an economic solution. I'd like to share that with you so we can ride a new horse to victory here.
Okay, I'll tell you that before you get started. I got a break coming up, so I'll hold you over. Go ahead.
Okay, you can run the country with no debt and no taxation whatsoever.
Oh, I know that. Okay, right, hold on, Gene. I'm going to take that break. I'll pick you up on the other side. I agree with you so far. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. I hear fireworks going on. They're celebrating their interdependence with their loving government. Gene in Georgia, go ahead. Continue your thought.
I want to say, Mike, I think you're one of the best hosts out there. I love you and Eric and John. You guys are doing great.
Thank you.
Tell me, how do we run the country? I want to hear it from you. How do we run the country with no debt? And there'd be no taxation, period. How do we do that?
First of all, the tax is totally unnecessary because it's a fiat currency, and your labor is your property, and as such cannot be taxed. And I can't remember the Coppage versus Kansas or whatever, but this is a system designed to enslave us. Okay, so I think that Kennedy and Lincoln both were on the right track when they introduced the interest-free greenbacks and the federal currency, because this is nothing more than an interest-bearing Ponzi scheme with no interest in circulation to pay it back. So I would think that you can issue, and I could be wrong here, Gene. You know, I don't know. I'm not an expert, but I've thought about this a little bit, and I'm thinking if you just, you know, started at scratch and told the Federal Reserve to go bye-bye and replaced all of the digital currency or all the currency that is supposedly in a person's bank account with money that you had printed and started from scratch where everybody's on the same basis, would that work? I'll throw it to you.
Okay. All right, we're getting some ground here. We're doing some good. All right, now, people have different ideas, but this is Eric, who are you to tip me off to the best solution as far as I'm concerned, and I hope you can get him on your show. I've got his phone number.
Eric? Eric Jones? You talking about my sub-host?
No, sir. Eric, who are you? He's in Arkansas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And he knows political jurisdiction really good, but anyways, the way you do that is instead of taxes being used to pay interest to the international bankers, interest on the mortgages should pay for the government. Taxation is totally unnecessary. In other words, the government should be the bank. It's called a public bank. Ellen Brown wrote the book The Web of Debt, and she's on the right track as well. And Mike from Hawaii, Mike
Rivero.
Yeah, he knows about it, I'm sure. But we just need to educate more people about it because I think it's the correct solution.
You don't spend the money.
You don't spend it into circulation. You loan it into circulation, and then the interest pays for the government. We have one public bank right now. It's in, I think it's South Dakota, which helps pay for the government there. And I personally believe that this is what the true American Revolution was really about with the Commonwealths, the four Commonwealths, and the colonial spread. Ben Franklin went to England, bragged about our prosperity, come back home, and he destroyed the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. He wrote his first constitution. He doesn't define Commonwealth, doesn't mention colonial script, even though he printed it. So there's your traitor right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the only thing I was going off of is what I had done, and I'd done a show about this a couple of months ago. You may or may have not have heard it, about Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. And, you know, he had it right. Okay, he was loaning money out at no interest to people, giving money to them if they got married. Gas was 13 cents a gallon. He would provide all the tools, all the land, all of the feed and everything if you wanted to be a farmer. I mean, they had an economy that was first rate, and their people loved him. Okay, these people are nothing more than parasites. They treat us like cattle. All they do is suck on us. That's what this entire system is. And yes, we need to shake it off our back, and I think that's a brilliant idea. Okay, I'll have to look into it a little bit further, but I know that there's a way around this, and I know that they don't want a way around it because they are reaping huge rewards off of this at our expense, Gene. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, and I just appreciate the fact that you are such a good presenter of information. You've done a fabulous job. And Eric,
I have my moments.
Eric is getting up in age, and it would be maybe if I could leave the board up, the phone number for Eric, maybe you can get in touch.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leave it with Mike, and I'll give the guy a call if he wants to come up on the air. He's welcome to do so.
Sounds great. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Mike, before he hangs up, take the information from him, okay? Hey, thanks, Gene. Anything else you want to add before I let you go?
Just keep up the good work. I listen almost every night. Thank you, sir.
I'm honored, sir. Thank you. Okay. All right. Well, you know what? I'm not going to get into all that. I mean, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. I love taking your phone calls, folks, because I don't claim to be, you know, the be-all and end-all here. I have as many questions as the rest of us do. But I was getting into the changes, the cuts that Donald Trump, there's 66 programs that Trump is cutting out of the budget. And some of them are good. Some of them, you know, I get your opinion on. I'm not going to get through them all tonight, but I'm going to go through a few of them for you. The Agriculture Department, he's cutting $855 million, which sounds like chump change when you're talking about all these trillions, but $855 million, which is about 85% of $1 billion, he's cutting that out of agriculture. Now, he's cutting out the McGovern-Dole Food for Education program. You tell me, is this good or bad? The McGovern-Dole International Food for Education and Child Nutrition Program helps to support education, child development, and food security in, get this, folks, low-income food deficit countries around the globe. The program provides for the donation of U.S. agricultural commodities as well as financial and technical assistance to support school feeding and maternal and child nutrition projects. Now, I'm assuming that, okay, thank you, Mike. let's see, let me get this real, oh, I can't get it, it already vanished from the screen, I have to get it later. I'm assuming that the reason he's cutting this is because this is an international program. Now, if he's cutting that for low-income people in this country, it's not a good thing. But also, business programs providing financial backing and technical assistance to stimulate business creation and growth. The programs work through partnerships with public and private community-based organizations and financial institutions to provide financial assistance, business development, and technical assistance to rural businesses. These programs help to provide the capital, the equipment, the space, the job training, and entrepreneurial skills that will help to start and or grow a business. Business programs also support the creation and preservation of quality jobs in rural areas. He's cutting that out. Is it good or bad? I don't know. Loans, loan guarantees, and loan grants are available to individuals, to businesses, to cooperatives, to farmers, to ranchers, to public bodies, to nonprofit organizations, to Native American tribes and private companies in rural communities. He's getting rid of that. The Water and Waste Disposal Loan and Grant Program, the USDA Rural Program. This program provides funding for clean and reliable drinking water systems, sanitation and sewage disposal, sanitary solid waste disposal, and stormwater drainage to households and businesses in eligible rural areas. He's getting rid of that. All right, so does that mean that people are going to suffer without reliable drinking water in these rural areas? Remains to be seen. The single-family housing district direct home loans. Now listen to this one closely. Also known as the Section 502 direct loan program. This program assists low and very low income applicants. It helps them to obtain decent, safe, and sanitary housing in eligible rural areas by providing payment assistance to increase the applicant's repayment ability. The payment assistance is a type of subsidy that reduces the mortgage payment for a short time. The amount of assistance is determined by the adjusted family income. He's getting rid of that. Okay, so that means that there are people in the low income category that are going to be affected by this. He's also cutting $633 million out of the Commerce Department. I got another phone call coming in here. Let's go to Mary Ann in Canada. Mary Ann, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Okay.
You know what? I do live in Canada, but I keep up with American politics in a big way, okay?
Because oh, shame on you, Mary Ann. Shame on you. No, go ahead.
No, it all... It all trickles down to us, okay?
Okay.
All the time. And you know what? Like, as far as Trump is concerned, again, when he was running, I wasn't sure, but you know what? He is the Trojan horse, okay? You know the Trojan horse?
Oh, yeah. I'm listening. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm very familiar with
it.
Go ahead.
Right. Because whatever he said during his campaign there, he is going back on so many different things and the important things that he has promised. And, you know, he throws a few crumbs out to keep everybody thinking that he's actually helping. But all the major things, he's backsliding on all of the major things, okay?
Well, no, I agree with you. What I had reported earlier, I don't know whether you heard the whole program or not, but what I reported earlier on the budget, okay, with some of the things that he has said during his campaign about these massive tax cuts, from an actuarial point of view, it can't happen. And this Medicare, this Obamacare, this can't happen. It's impossible.
Exactly.
It can't happen. So what he did was put out... Go ahead.
And he did promise during his campaign he wasn't going to interfere in other countries' politics and stuff. And he's just going in there like a gangbuster right now.
Do you think do you think he's being led around by the nose and controlled, Mary Ann?
No, I don't.
You think
he's
this was
his... stupid?
Okay.
He's not a stupid man. And you know what? There's a lady here. She's on Trace Elements, Tracy Kennedy. And I listened to her the other day. She lives here in Canada. And she did a background check all the way back, like a genetic, going back in his history. And he does have a Jewish background, okay?
Okay.
His
great-grandfather. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So... you know, like I keep thinking, Trojan horse, you know, and that is not a good thing.
Well, when he makes a military deal with the Saudis, you know, for $110 billion, then also, you know, they're making these threats to Qatar, and they turn around and say, well, we'll fund you for $20 billion worth of arms. You know, it's like, okay, we'll fund both sides of the war. You know, go ahead and blow each other up, and we'll pay for it, you know, or we'll lend you the money to do it. So they're just stepping out just like the banksters do, and they're just coming right out in the open with it. You know, and Trump's the front guy now. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Anything else you want to add? Great points, Marianne. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even, like, going back to the wars in like, the First and Second, even the Napoleon War, the wars were always funded by two sides.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, not two. No, they were funded by the same side. They funded both sides of the war. Right.
Exactly.
The banksters fund both sides.
Whoever won, it didn't matter because they'd be winning, okay?
Exactly. Yes. You're right dead on. Yeah.
It's just like a fighter that's owed, like they, you know, the fighter, they can bet on both fighters, but one of them is going to come out ahead, right?
No, it's the promoter. It's the promoter who gets paid either way,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, they're taking the juice. I got you. All right, well, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it, Marianne.
Okay. I listen to you all the time. I enjoy your program. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
I'm honored. Thank you very much, ma'am. The Commerce Department, Economic Development Administration, their mission is to lead the federal economic agenda or development agenda by promoting innovation and competitiveness, preparing American regions for growth and success in the worldwide economy. Preparing American regions for growth and success. He's cutting it out. The Manufacturing Extension Partnership is a nationwide network providing services from innovation strategies to process improvements to workforce development with a focus on helping manufacturers develop new customers, expand into new markets, and create new products. He's cutting that out.
Exactly. And okay. You know what? America has never been invaded. It hasn't got... It's so far away from all the countries that they say that they're in danger of. It's never going to happen, okay? So
okay.
It's all BS. Okay.
I know. All right. Thanks so much for. Okay. Go ahead. Real quick. I got to let you go. I got another caller.
No,
go ahead.
My last one. Again, Trojan horse. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Marianne. All right. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, Michael. I guess we're now talking about Trump and getting away from these atrocious scandals that are just all about our all about our heads. I think that we have to learn how to do things regardless, do things for ourselves regardless of a Trump in there. There's got to be something that will help us ride out. There's going to be some sort of collapse coming because...
you're right. And
he can't attack North Korea like that. I mean, they're crazy, and so you have to... You have to negotiate with a party like that. You just can't attack them.
Well, look, you know, what's his name? Dennis Rodman. He needs to call Dennis Rodman and have Rodman go over there as the liaison. Okay, because Rodman and Kim Jong-un are good buddies. But, you know, this is all a dog and bone. What's that?
Yeah, and we're not ready for a war over there. We're not ready for a war because they just want to basically... get back at what happened in the last 50 years. That's what they want to do.
No, they I know. They want to, just like Germany, Eastern Western Germany, they just want to come together again, which is okay with me. I got to run, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Okay.
I'm getting running short of time. Let's go to Dallas in Canada. Dallas, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my call. A lot of action from up north. Your friendly neighbors. We're all polite, and we love you guys down there.
Well, thank you. We love you, too.
Awesome. So we're all in the same fight here. It's basically we're fighting against tyranny. So if we're going to analyze this correctly, then we need to look into, just in my opinion, in regards to the programs you're talking about that are being cut.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to go deeper into the analysis there, who's funding those programs and what kind of agencies are running those programs?
Well, I just mentioned the Commerce Department. I'm into the Commerce Department right now. Okay, but who's funding the programs is the same people that are funding all of this stuff by the budget that I just went into in the first hour. Okay, it all comes in from taxpayer money. But that's who's funding it. And while I'm getting to it right now is that Trump is cutting certain programs, and I'm not saying, I'm just throwing it out there for the audience. Is this good or is this bad? Because there's some of them I run across, and I'm not going to get to them tonight because I'm getting short of time and I got a lot of them to go, that are, it looks like he's taking away programs for the indigent or from the low poverty, you know, low level income people, which is the exact opposite of what he said during the campaign, like rebuilding Detroit or whatever, you know. So I'm looking at this, I'm scrutinizing this, going, is this guy really who he says he was? And I'm starting to come up with a big no, you know, just like Marianne said. So, you know, I don't want to,
you know, Marianne also mentioned he's a smart guy. So let me play devil's advocate and just say that he's cutting programs that are let's say they're corrupt agencies that are running it. If you look into the way that the agencies work, perhaps they're just there to take advantage of the poor, so he could replace that with something else gives them all of the money. Like, I doubt they're seeing 5% of the money that goes into it right now.
Let me scroll down here for a moment. Let me just take this one. He's cutting $4.976 billion out of the education department. Now,
yeah, but look what kind of education that they're giving everybody right now. Just crap.
I agree, but what I'm talking about isn't specifically the education that they're giving him. It is the educational grants that are being given, i.e. Pell grants.
Right,
student
and the
loans,
money going to these institutions are putting in Common Core, and actually they're actually domestic enemies attacking the what America used to stand for.
Dallas, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm throwing this out here for the listening audience, asking for input into this. I haven't said that any of it is good or bad. I'm throwing it out
there. No, I'm not saying you did say, but I'm just, I thank you for that, and I appreciate you allowing me to throw this back out there like this. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I mean, I don't have a problem with it. I'm looking at this with questions the same way anybody else would. The only thing I'm doing is bringing out something that the mainstream media will never touch, you know? So,
You know what? When they create all of these agencies, they give them all these fluffy names that sound great. So when you're just listing them off in the titles, it sounds like he's violating human rights. But when you look down deep into where the funding comes from and where the money's being filtered to, I bet you he's cutting out a lot of corruption. I bet you anyone.
That's entirely possible. Let me scroll down here a little bit further. Energy Department, he's cutting $398 million out of the Energy Department. He's cutting $4.834 billion out of the Health and Human Services Department. Let's see. The AHRQ, or the Agency for Healthcare Research, they invest in research and evidence to make healthcare safer and improve quality. Well, that's a big red flag right there, because, you know,
hold on, you missed my point. When I said they make the title sound fluffy, read the title, and it sounds like, it sounds like something that I wouldn't cut.
Well, you have to look at
If you want to... If you want to talk about it, just go deeper into each one of those sections. You could probably spend the whole year and go in deeper into each one of those departments he's cutting into it, and then you'll probably understand.
Dallas, I agree with you. Look, I know the government well enough to know when I read, you know, No Child Left Behind, or I read Patriot Act, I know it's the exact opposite of the fluff that they're trying to throw out there and make me swallow. I understand that, okay? So when I see this, Health and Human Services, $4.8 billion, you know, invest in the research and evidence to make healthcare safer, that's a red flag with me anyway. Because when they say, oh, we're going to make it safer, oh, really? Vaccines make us safer, too, with the squalene and the mercury in it. So I don't necessarily believe what they're saying. I'm just throwing it out there, okay? It's up to the individual, i.e. you and the rest of the listening audience, to do deeper research on it, because, frankly, I don't have time. You know, so all I can do is what I can do, buddy, you know. So,
well, I mean, if you need more content to, you know, we've got our whole life, and this is what the radio show is for, right? To talk about each issue and want to get it right.
Okay, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm throwing this stuff out here saying do your own research on it, okay? I mean, I'm doing one thing that mainstream media won't do, which is bring it up to begin with. Do you agree?
Well, yeah, they're more about the to divide and conquer everybody is their goal.
Dallas, if you're telling me to dive down the rabbit hole and go into all the nuances of every one of these things, frankly, buddy, I don't have the time. Okay, there's only so many hours in the day, and it takes me to prep for a show, and I have a life to live, so I can't do that. I can just throw it out there and say, "Hey, review it for yourself." You know, that's the best I can do. So I apologize, but okay. All right. Anything else you want to add?
It's why I'm calling, because I see that I think you're making a judgment based on limited information.
I'm not making a judgment, Dallas. I'm not making a judgment. I'm throwing. I didn't say it was good or bad.
You said the. You said the big no. So.
When I'm making a judgment on the campaign promises that Trump's made as opposed to what he's done, at this point, I'm saying yes, it's a big no, because he hasn't done it. Yes, I will agree with that. Okay, you tell me what he has done of what his campaign promises were. Tell me something he's done.
Well, he's cutting back a lot of the regulations, and he got thrown into a snake pit there, so
he had to pull a few maneuvers to
bluff his hand, and it's pretty interesting how he had to duck and dive to. He's actually laid a few traps for them to expose themselves, and I think what he's doing there is taking a little bit longer than what he thought would take, but
are you just playing devil's advocate? Are you still playing devil's advocate with me just to play with me? Because I was a Trump supporter. I was a Trump campaigner, okay? And I go by actions and not words. And I went through his whole campaign with him. And I loved him, okay? But what I'm seeing happening now with him, I'm seeing him be absorbed by the deep state. Either that or Marianne was right. He was a Trojan horse to begin with, one way or the other. Because either way, he's not fulfilling what he said he was going to do. Now, I'm not saying that's because he's a dishonest man. I'm saying, you know, I put myself in his position. What would I do? Maybe they threatened his family. I don't know. All I know is when you make
there's a lot of things that he's done that have surprised me too and turned me right off as well. And then I actually when he went and did the sword dance with the Saudis, I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Listen, buddy, I don't mean to. I've got to cut you off. I'm out of time. I hear the music. Thanks for calling in. Call in again. I'll discuss it with you. Okay. Thanks for the call, Dallas. I appreciate it. We're out of time, folks. I'll see you same time, same station tomorrow night. I hope you enjoyed the program. Hope you enjoyed the jokes. Thanks again to Pat in Arkansas. Good night. Have a happy 4th of July. Not Independence Day, because we're not really independent anymore. But that said, good night.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.